think I'll crank up my pickup for San Antonio. And there ain't enough dance halls in Texas to keep my heart and mind occupied. I'm trying it all the time.
Good morning, Range Country. Cable Smith welcoming you to the Lone Star Outdoors Show on 95.3 The Range. Roger Krager getting things going for us here this Saturday morning. Roger is supposed to be on the show next week, and we'll talk a little fishing with him as offshore fishing is really one of his favorite things to do. In today's show, we're going to get a little political, and I mean we're going to talk landowner and sportsman's rights on both a state and national level. Off the top, it's Texas State Representative Sid Miller. He is the man who sponsored the 2009 pork chopper legislation, which, if passed, would have allowed landowners to sell helicopter hog hunts on their property. So we'll get the lowdown on that situation and on whether or not Representative Miller plans on trying to get that bill passed in the 2011 session. And later on in this morning's show, I have one of the foremost authorities on conservation in our great country, Bob Marshall. He's the outdoor editor for the New Orleans Times-Picayune and is the conservation editor for Field & Stream magazine. He wrote an article that appeared in the March edition of Field & Stream titled "Obama in Action," basically pointing out that President Obama has done absolutely nothing that he promised the sportsmen in this country he would do if elected. We'll see if it was all hopey-changey and yes, we can, or if our expert thinks that Obama will actually make good on his promises to sportsmen and conservation. Well, a lot has been going on since last weekend's show. First of all, the Major League Baseball season is underway, and it took all of three games to figure out that your little Texas Rangers have a problem in that bullpen. They might be out of the pennant race by May if they don't get that thing turned around. In addition to baseball, April also means it's turkey time, and last weekend I was fortunate enough to be invited out to the Star S Ranch in Mason County. And let me tell you, that place is freaking amazing. In addition to their extensive whitetail breeding program, they've got breeding herds of sable, gemsbok, kudu, and all sorts of other African game. I took a tour through the entire 9,000 acres, and the animals out there are absolutely amazing. Will even let me take a friend out there, so I picked up a buddy from the Texas Hunting Forum. If you haven't checked out the Hunting Forum, you are doing yourself a disservice. Go to www.texashuntingforum.com. Now, if you're like me, you can never really get enough hunting and fishing talk, but between the Lone Star Outdoors Show and the Texas Hunting Forum, you may just be able to keep your sanity during the off-season. Now, back to last weekend. On the evening of our arrival, the ranch foreman took us to an area where turkeys had been roosting along a little riverbed. So the next morning, we get up around 6:30, have a cup of coffee in our five-star accommodations. It's absolutely ridiculous. Then we drive on over to the area of the ranch where the turkeys were holed up. We sit down in some really thick underbrush, and about 7:45, we are just inundated with toms calling from all directions. There's probably three or four in the area. My buddy Brandon starts working his box call, and we're talking back and forth with quite a few toms. One tom directly behind us stops communicating with us completely. Then about 5 minutes later, I see out of the corner of my eye a massive tom that had come up from behind us, headed straight for our little Jake decoy. And let me tell you something, that is where the definition of ruffling your feathers comes from. The gobbler disappeared for a split second behind the only shrub separating me from a clear shot. Then all of a sudden I hear a loud brrr, and I thought, ah, dadgummit. That tom flew off, but then he reappeared from behind that bush, and he doubled in size. The noise was him just ruffling his feathers, trying to get all jacked up to scare off our little Jake decoy. And that was the moment I'd been waiting for since duck season ended. And boom! 1 3.5-inch Winchester, 5-shot turkey load in the cranium. And that was all she wrote. My first spring gobbler. What an adrenaline rush. I'll tell you what, I am hooked on turkey hunting. Combine my newfound love for turkey hunting with my already serious waterfowling addiction, and my wife is none too happy. But I'll tell you what, one of the coolest things I've ever done in the outdoors, the whole experience. Like Luke Clayton said, you really take the hunt to the birds, and you communicate with them. And for me, that was the most exciting part. So I really appreciate Will Scott and his family for letting us come out to the ranch and harvest a turkey. We tried to get Brandon a gobbler that evening and the following morning, but unfortunately things didn't quite work out as well as they did on opening morning. Overall, we had an incredible time. Thanks once again to Will and the Scott family for letting us come out and just be a part of the ranch for a couple days. It was truly an amazing experience, and I recommend, if you can, to check out Starish Ranch for yourself sometime. By the way, my gobbler did have a 9.5-inch beard, which I kept, and of course I kept the tail feathers because Jacob over at Texas European Mounts is going to give me a kit to mount that sucker. Wow, time flies when you're having fun. We got to take a quick break, but a reminder, if you missed Captain Keith Colburn from Deadliest Catch last week, well, check out the podcast on my website, www.texasoutdoorsmedia.com. Also, remember to keep sending me your best outdoor photos for our Photo of the Month contest. Each monthly winner gets a one-year subscription to Lone Star Outdoor News and is entered into our grand prize trophy boar or whitetail hunt that we'll be giving away at the end of the year. We got to take a break. When we come back, we're talking feral hogs with State Representative Sid Miller. You're listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show on 95.3 The Range. Some days you take. The Y.O. Ranch Steakhouse combines an elegance and southern hospitality reminiscent of their famous South Texas ranch. I've had the signature buffalo filet, hands down the best steak I've ever eaten. Featuring a full menu of steak, seafood, and wild game, this is the steakhouse for the outdoorsman. Located in Dallas' historic West End District, call 214-744-3287 or visit them online at www.yoranchsteakhouse.com. Tell Tony you heard about him on the range and get 15% off your meal. Y.O. Ranch Steakhouse, the official steakhouse of the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
If you have a hog problem at your ranch or deer lease, we have the solution. The System Hog Trap comes in two sizes, 17 and 30 foot diameter traps. When you're finished trapping the hogs, take the top section off the trap and use it for another feeder site to keep the hogs away from the feeder. The system can be used for both a trap and a deer food plot fence, so you don't waste your money on just a hog trap. Check out our website at www.goinfencing.com.
That's www.goinfencing.com or call 940-391-3669.
Cable Smith here, and I want to tell you about my friend Matt at Birdworks Taxidermy. Birdworks is a small birds-only taxidermy studio that specializes in custom avian artistry. Matt's passion is taking his clients' birds and turning them into trophy works of art. Specializing in waterfowl, turkey, cranes, and upland game, Birdworks is conveniently located in Fort Worth and has been serving DFW for over a decade. Visit Birdworks at www.birdworkstaxidermy.com or give Matt a call at 817-691-2625.
Rick's Outpost is the place for the outdoorsman. Rick's offers USDA-approved taxidermy on large and small game, as well as fish. As the official wild game processor of the Lone Star Outdoor Show, Rick's guarantees you'll get your own meat back and in a timely manner. Serving the Frisco, North Dallas area for over 20 years, Rick's offers a custom welding shop, hunting blinds, and game feeders. Rick will also help you book your trophy hunt. Located on Highway 380 in Aubrey, call 972-346-2825 or visit us at www.ricksoutpost.com.
We all know that outdoorsmen are rough on their gear, rough on their dogs, and rough on themselves. So whether you fall out of a deer stand or wreck your face in an ATV accident, let Dr. Connie Smith fix your broken teeth. Dr. Smith has been practicing in Dallas for over 20 years and is conveniently located at the intersection of Preston and Forest. Experience state-of-the-art dentistry delivered by a gentle and highly skilled dentist and staff and a warm, caring atmosphere. Dr. Connie J. Smith uses state-of-the-art dental techniques to help you achieve the beautiful smile of your dreams. Call 972-239-7551. That's 972-239-7551.
Revolution Logistics is a Dallas-based full-service transportation company. Whether you need trucking services or warehouse services, Revolution Logistics is the answer. We offer full truckload as well as LTL and door-to-door service throughout North America. Dry van, intermodal, flatbed, and heavy haul. Revolution has it all. We also have warehousing services including storage, transloading, consolidation, and deconsolidation. Visit us at www.revolutionlogistics.com or give Todd a call at 214-340-7100.
That's www.revolutionlogistics.com.
Extreme White Tails and Exotics is now booking spring turkey and trophy boar hunts. Looking for a top quality, affordable, exotic bow hunt? Then check out our website at www.extremewhitetails.net. Located just 2 hours west of DFW in Cross Plains, Texas, in addition to trophy hogs and spring turkey, we're now booking for our inaugural whitetail season coming up this fall. Want to shoot a 200 class buck? Then visit Extreme White Tails and Exotics at www.extremewhitetails.net or give our ranch manager Lewis Duncan a call at 972-322-3821. You'll be glad you did.
I should have listened to your mama when she said you'd leave me again.
Good morning, Texas. Cable Smith welcoming you back to the one and only Lone Star Outdoor Show on 95.3 The Range. As always, it's a treat to be here with you. Thanks for sharing your Saturday morning with me. We're talking hunting and fishing and everything in between. This morning, we need to get into a little feral hog talk. Always a hot topic in the Lone Star State, as they are the culprits responsible for millions upon millions of dollars in losses. And they do that in a variety of ways. First of all, they'll tear up your pasture, root it up completely. Broken axles and broken ankles are more common than you would think. Most of the damage they do, however, comes in the form of crop destruction, so you can see why farmers absolutely detest those animals. And if you're a deer hunter, you know as well as I do that feral hogs will camp out at your feeders, eat all of your feed and protein, and ultimately run the deer off your place. Try as we may, however, the feral hog population just keeps expanding. But there is a state representative from Stephenville, Texas, that is on our side and actually drafted some legislation in 2009 that would allow landowners to sell helicopter hog hunts. Now, this not only sounds like tons of fun, I mean, you know I want to try it out, but a good gunner on a helicopter can take out as many as 300 hogs in a day. Now, the legislation that I'm talking about was killed in 2009, but we're going to visit now with State Representative Sid Miller, Republican out of Stephenville, Texas. Representative Miller, thanks for coming on the show this morning.
It's good to be with you, Cable. Appreciate the invitation.
The pleasure is all mine. Now, Representative Miller, last time we talked in 2009, you were in the process of sponsoring a bill that would allow landowners to recoup some of their money lost to feral hog destruction by selling helicopter hog hunts. Tell me about the hang-ups you encountered when trying to pass the bill and why it was ultimately shot down.
Well, I wouldn't say that the legislation shot down. We actually passed it out of the House with overwhelming support. I think we had 125 for it and maybe 13 against it. What actually happened to the bill, it was from there it went to the Senate and we ran out of time. There were some delaying tactics late in the session that caught the hog hunting bill and about 400 or 500 other bills that died a death simply because we ran out of time. So I'm looking forward to this next legislative session. We'll go in the second Tuesday in January, and I intend to start the process all over again and hopefully we'll be successful this time.
Right. And so that's the upcoming session. So you're going to have the same bill, or is it going to be something similar?
Well, I'll certainly start out with the exact same bill that we passed out of the House and sent to the Senate. Of course, we're always open to new ideas, anything to improve the bill or make it better or more efficient or any way to improve it, we'll be open to that. But we had a good support last time. Basically what it does, we allow hog hunting out of helicopters now in the state. Usually what happens, several landowners will go together and get several thousand acres together, and they pool their money, and then they hire a helicopter. They have to get a permit.
Right.
And then they come in, and the landowners have to furnish the gunner. And they go in and under depredation and, try to take down the wild hog population as much as possible. Mm-hmm. What my legislation actually did would allow those landowners to recoup some of their expenses by charging people for that seat in the helicopter. Right now they cannot do that. They bear the whole expense themselves. So by doing that, a couple of things happen. Ancillary thing is that there's less cost to the landowner. Actually, they might even actually make some money out of it, which would allow them to do it more often,
mm-hmm.
which would actually get rid of more of these feral hogs. Their last estimate I saw, they're creating about $40 million a year in damages, and I think it's way exceeding that now.
Oh, the last one I saw said $52 million.
Yeah, I assume it is.
It's probably more than that. I think that was last year's number. And
right.
Also, the last number I saw was there are 2 million hogs in Texas. I think there's probably more closer to 4 or 5 million.
Well, the testimony in the hearing was that they have 2 litters a year, and they can have 8 pigs per litter, and then out of each litter, 12 pigs live.
Right.
So they're very, very prolific.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's something that we're going to have to constantly fight. I've noticed recently that they're moving into urban areas, suburban areas, and I've even seen recent attacks on humans.
Mm-hmm.
So
golf courses are being destroyed. There's also a great risk.
Oh yeah.
The more hogs there are, the greater the opportunity for collisions with motor vehicles, which are extremely dangerous. Those pigs can weigh up to 500 pounds.
Oh, I see them all the time over here in Erath County. They're thrown up and down the highways. And it's not like hitting a deer. A deer will kind of, flip off the road, but these are like hitting a 200-pound boulder.
I mean,
it really can do some damage to a car.
Yes, sir. So this legislation was designed to help landowners recoup some of their money, which honestly is a great idea. And besides that, a guy like me or you, who wouldn't love to go sit in a helicopter and gun down hogs that are depredating?
Right. Well, it's something we're doing anyway.
Uh-huh.
And this, my legislation would just allow landowners to help defray that expense. And
mm-hmm.
By doing so, would allow more dollars available to do more of it and hopefully get this population back under control. In the state of Texas, we spend about $20 million each legislative session. We appropriate that to wildlife services. And we have our own helicopters that come in. Actually, the endangered sea turtles down on the Texas coast, we have to patrol those areas when they come in and lay their nest
uh-huh.
to keep the wild hogs from completely decimating our endangered sea turtles down there.
Wow.
So and they can wipe out a corn crop, milo crop, peanuts. They're hard to, my hay fields up here, they come in and turn over, my mineral feeders, my cattle feeders, and root up my hay meadows. And they're just a real problem.
Well, Representative Miller, no wonder you drafted the legislation, since you know firsthand just how destructive feral hogs can be. We've got to take a quick break, but we're not done talking pork choppers. We're talking hunting feral hogs with helicopters with State Representative Sid Miller, only on the Lone Star Outdoors Show on 95.3 The Range.
At the old broken spoke, I could have swore she came walking in. Forgot the words to a song that I wrote. Must be losing my mind once again.
Rick's Outpost is the place for the outdoorsman. Rick's offers USDA-approved taxidermy on large and small game, as well as fish. As the official wild game processor of the Lone Star Outdoor Show, Rick's guarantees you'll get your own meat back and in a timely manner. Serving the Frisco, North Dallas area for over 20 years, Rick's offers a custom welding shop, hunting blinds, and game feeders. Rick will also help you book your trophy hunt. Located on Highway 380 in Aubrey, call 972-346-2825 or visit us at www.ricksoutpost.com.
Listen up, anglers, because you need to know about the unbeatable prices at Moe's Tackle Unlimited. Moe's is a web-based tackle supply company that offers deep, discounted prices. Lures, hooks, flies, freshwater, and saltwater, Moe's has it covered. Our goal at Moe's Tackle Shop is to provide super service, top-shelf quality, and great prices. Check us out at moestackleshop.com and enter the promo code LoneStarOutdoorShow to save an additional 10% on your order. That's www.moestackleshop.com.
Let Mexico Bass Tours and Seaway Nolan take you on the world's premier bass fishing trip. Lake El Salto, Mexico is recognized by Bassmaster Magazine as the world's finest black bass fishery. Visit www.mexicobasstours.com to book your all-inclusive stay. Enjoy 3 days and 4 nights of trophy bass fishing while sipping on margaritas and cervezas in the beautiful Mexican tropics. Based right here in Lewisville, Texas, call 214-435-1336 or visit www.mexicobasstours.com. Are you looking for the perfect place to send your hunting buddy? Then check out Tioga Retrievers. With over 20 years experience, Angie and Tim Becker can provide you with a field champion or a well-rounded hunting companion. Tioga Retrievers takes pride in catering to the needs of each owner and their dog. Conveniently located 45 miles north of DFW in Aubrey, Texas, Tioga Retrievers also offers day training and boarding. Call 940-440-0018 or visit them online at www.tiogaretrievers.com. That's T-I-O-G-A retrievers.com.
Hi, I'm Craig Boddington. I'd like to invite you to become a member of Dallas Safari Club, one of the world's leading hunting and conservation organizations. As a member, you'll receive Game Trails magazine, a monthly newsletter, and invitations to our monthly meetings and special activities. Join Dallas Safari Club. an international organization based in Dallas, supporting hunting and conservation worldwide. For more information, call 800-9-GO-HUNT or visit our website at www.biggame.org.
Cable Smith here, and I want to tell you about my friends and fellow outdoorsmen at No Fences Land Company. No Fences Land Company is a recreational real estate firm that focuses on listing and selling fine ranch properties for hunting and fishing. Their affiliation with Cabela's Trophy Properties gives them a marketing advantage to offer today's buyers and sellers the finest ranch real estate services available. If you have a property you're looking to buy or sell, please contact No Fences Land Company at 800-866-LAND or visit them on the web at nofencesland.com.
The Purple Goo Tire Sealant is your solution to prevent flat tires on your trailers, ATVs, golf carts, tractors, and lawn equipment. The Purple Goo uses innovative technology to locate and plug holes as they occur. Purple Goo not only outperforms all other off-road tire sealants, it also helps prevent rims from rusting and last for the life of the tire. Visit us at www.thepurplegoo.com and roll on with the Purple Goo Tire Sealant. No more flats.
Rusty Greer, and you're listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show on 95.3 The Range.
Cable Smith welcoming you back to this morning's presentation. Once again, I'm joined by Texas State Representative Sid Miller, the man who is responsible for drafting the pork chopper legislation that would allow landowners to sell helicopter hog hunts in an attempt to recoup some of their losses that feral hogs inflict on them on an annual basis. Representative Miller, the biggest problem with feral hogs is the fact that they are so adaptable. They live in every region of our great state, from the East Texas Piney Woods, south to the Gulf Coast, and west to the Texas Panhandle, while encompassing everything in between. They have no natural predators, and sows are capable of having up to 3 12 piglet litters in a year. Trapping, baiting, and hunting have all proven to be unsuccessful as a means of controlling the population, and that's why I think your legislation is so important. A decent helicopter gunner can take out 300 hogs in one day. I mean, a guy like me or you maybe could get 100, but that's a lot of pigs.
It really is. And people that may or may not know, but they're carriers for a lot of different diseases. They're, you know, pseudo rabies, cholera, trichinosis, hoof and mouth disease, any number of diseases. If they ever got in our wild hog population like that, I don't know how we'd ever eradicate it. So. It's a problem now, but the possibilities are endless as to what, disease infection could cause to our agricultural economy across the state.
$8
billion industry would be completely crippled and shut down if we had the hoof and mouth disease get loose in our wildlife populations, particularly these feral hogs.
I mean, they're so dirty that you're not even supposed to handle them without wearing gloves if you do try to clean one.
Exactly.
They really do have the potential to be devastating. I spoke with a PETA rep a few weeks ago, kind of keep your friends close, but your enemies closer type of deal.
Correct.
And she informed me that no feral hog should ever be shot and killed. Do you think these liberal tree huggers don't understand that feral hogs destroy the vegetables that they need to survive in their thoughtless and unnatural vegan lifestyle?
Well, you know, we actually have people on both sides of it. There were some very liberal urban lawmakers that were against my bill. And then when they found out that they were, decimating the endangered sea turtles and some other endangered species, in Texas, well, they kind of came around and thought, well, maybe we better look at this. Maybe they're doing more harm than good. Maybe we do have to put in some kind of controls.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very interesting topic. That's for sure.
Just a little more information from when I spoke with this representative. I asked her for a solution to our serious feral hog problem in Texas, and she replied, and I'm quoting her here: "There are other ways to control the population, such as trapping and implementing birth control methods." When I asked her who would pay for the hours of trapping and the birth control,
no, probably the taxpayer.
The taxpayer, or she said the landowner, who's already losing maybe thousands of dollars.
This is not one solution, is going to solve it. We do need to continue trapping and hunting. And if we could come up, and the scientists are working on some kind of sterilization program. If we come up with that, I'm for it too. Hey, that'd be great.
Oh, yeah.
I'm for whatever we can do. I'm for all the above, a shotgun approach, pardon the pun, but whatever we can do to knock this thing down, we've hey, I work with PETA people. I don't care who it is. If they want to fund some studies or research to come up with some kind of sterilization program, that'd be just great with me. I'll help them with that.
Well, my experience with PETA, from what I know about them, is that they don't really give an Indian nickel back into conservation or anything like that. You know, the sportsmen of the world, that guys like me and you who buy our hunting licenses and so on and so forth, that actually care about conservation and put the money back into it, they just sit there on their soapbox and demand that everyone else give them the money.
That's exactly my point. They need to put the money where their mouth is.
Yeah, and
if they have some solutions, let's see. Put them out there and let's see what you're going to do.
That's my biggest gripe with them. They make these outrageous. It's just like the left, you know. They want everyone else to pay for what they think is the appropriate thing. They don't want to.
Well, and that's why this bill is important. It helps defray that expense. You know, there's some people that would probably pay to go up and hunt hogs if we could legally do that. Try to help make that happen.
You know, I'd do it. I think it sounds like a good old time.
I look forward to doing it. If we get this bill passed, well, hopefully I can go up and take out a few hogs.
Uh-huh. Well, let's shift gears here for a second now that we've kind of covered the basis on what I wanted to get into regarding feral hogs. What kind of hunting do you enjoy the most? I know you said you're out breaking horses today, and you're a man that lives an outdoor lifestyle. So were you able to get out in the woods any this fall?
A little bit. I like to hunt stuff that has feathers on it.
Oh, yeah, me
actually.
Too.
I used to, before I got in the legislature, I had 6 dog kennels and bird dogs in each one of them, and used to do some field trials. Love to train dogs, so I like to get either Labradors and on the ducks and geese and crane hunting and like the pointers on the quail and pheasant. Got to do a little pheasant hunting and quail hunting this year, and never did make it to the duck pond, but hopefully get back into that this next go around.
Yes, sir. Oh, I am a bird hunter at heart myself. I got a chocolate lab, and we love to get out there and chase those ducks.
It's a great pastime. I really love to duck hunt. I used to be area chairman for Ducks Unlimited, and work with that group, and still do some.
Yes, sir.
But my time for bird dog training is kind of gone by with my service in the legislature. Something had to give, so those kennels aren't full of dogs anymore.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, we need people like you speaking up for hunters' rights and landowners' rights. You're doing a good thing.
You're too kind.
We need all the people we can get on our side. So, well, hopefully this bill will be passed coming up here in the 2011 session.
Yeah, every odd number year we meet.
Well, Representative Miller, it's been a real pleasure. It's always nice to chat with you.
It's been great. Thank you for your interest in this topic, and thank you for what you do for sportsmen all over this state.
Well, now you're being too kind, because I'm really just a guy with a microphone who happens to enjoy the heck out of hunting and fishing, but I do appreciate it. It is comforting to know, though, that our elected officials, at least here in the Lone Star State, are hard at work as advocates for our rights as sportsmen.
All right, thank you, sir.
It's always a treat when you get to visit with one of your own about a topic that you're very passionate about, and that's why I love talking to that good old boy, Representative Sid Miller. Well, now that we've heard from the Texas State House of Representatives, let's take a quick break, and when we come back, let's talk to a man who could tell us the what's what regarding President Obama and whether or not he kept some promises he made to us as sportsmen. You're listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show on 95.3 The Range.
Are you interested in a wild boar hunt of a lifetime? Then contact Tactical Hog Control. Tactical Hog Control uses cutting-edge technology and the coolest toys to increase your hog-killing efficiency. Each hunter is fitted with night vision goggles and suppressed semi-automatic AR-10 rifles equipped with night vision and thermal scopes, just like the videos you've seen on YouTube. Conveniently located halfway between Dallas and Houston in Madisonville, call 936-581-2256 or visit us at www.tacticalhogcontrol.com. We don't fear the night. We own it.
All right, guys and gals, spring turkey is finally here, and if you're like me, you're looking for a great way to show off that trophy gobbler. With a full line of turkey fan mounting kits, Texas European Mounts has you covered. From their traditional oak plaques to a truly Texan mesquite plaque, there's something for everyone. So whether you're a hobbyist or a full-time taxidermist, Texas European Mounts has what you need. Check them out at www.texaseuropeanmounts.com or give them a call at 940-631-4334. That's www.texaseuropeanmounts.com. Southern Deer Stands manufactures the only high-quality, lightweight, aluminum-insulated hunting blinds on the market, providing years of use without any maintenance. That's right, no more rotting, rusting, or repairing. Just hunting. Southern Deer Stands product lineup includes tower blinds with staircases, trailer blinds, and ground blinds on skids. We also have deer blind windows, doors, tower stands, and more. Whether you need one or 20 blinds, we'll deliver and set up right on your ranch or lease. Call Rob at 214-551-1530 or visit us at www.southerndeerstands.com.
If you enjoy fishing, then you've got to go fishing on Lake Texoma with Brian Pritchard at Stripers, Inc. Brian has a lifetime of experience fishing Texoma and takes the utmost pride in providing the highest quality care for his customers to ensure an experience they'll never forget by becoming a friend rather than just a fishing guide. You are guaranteed to catch fish with Brian or your trip will be free. Check out his website at www.stripersinc.com or give him a call at 903-815-1609 to set up your next fishing trip.
Cable Smith here to tell you about my friend Todd Moy over at Revolution Custom Carts. Revolution Custom Carts is a licensed EasyGo and Bad Boy Buggies dealer. So whether you want a custom golf cart, a low-speed street vehicle, or a tricked-out hunting rig, Revolution is the place for you. In addition to offering tax credits, tell Todd you heard this ad and save 10% on any purchase. I've been to the convenient Plano Road location in Dallas, and you should too. Give Todd a call at 214-340-7100 or check out the website at www.revolutioncustomcarts.com.
Outdoorsmen are always looking for the best way to prepare our meats, and that's why you should check out Smoke & Tex. Smoke & Tex builds fully electric, portable, stainless steel ovens that are built to last. We feature amazing customer service with an industry-best two-year warranty. Visit us at www.smokeandtex.com for the easiest way to gently cook moist and tender brisket, ribs, chicken, fish, and wild game. Prep the food, load the oven, add wood, set the temperature, and walk away. The static air environment locks in the flavor for you. Call 888-922-1511 or visit us at smokeandtex.com and tell them you heard about it on the Lone Star Outdoor Show for an exclusive special.
Outdoor Pro Shops is Dallas's oldest and largest full-line archery shop. Come set up a new bow or change the strings or fine-tune an older bow on our indoor range. We carry a full line of compound and traditional bows in the following brands: Matthews, Mission, Hoyt, Elite, Struthers, Martin, and PSE. Outdoor Pro Shops has it all. Free setup and lesson when you buy a bow. Stop by and tell us you heard this ad and save 10% off any bow sight or 20% off any Black Creek bow case or backpack. Visit us at www.outdoorproshops.com or call 972-414-1969. Cable Smith here, and I want to tell you about my friends and fellow outdoorsmen at No Fences Land Company. No Fences Land Company is a recreational real estate firm that focuses on listing and selling fine ranch properties for hunting and fishing. Their affiliation with Cabela's Trophy Properties gives them a marketing advantage to offer today's buyers and sellers the finest ranch real estate services available. If you have a property you're looking to buy or sell, please contact No Fences Land Company at 800-866-LAND or visit them on the web at nofencesland.com.
Hey y'all, this is Jason Bowen, and you're listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show on 95.3 The Range.
All right, Cable Smith welcoming you back to this morning's presentation. Now, before I bring on my next guest, Bob Marshall, I need to tell you about my buddy Todd Moy over at Revolution Custom Carts. Todd's a licensed Bad Boy Buggies dealer. He's got everything you need for your ranch or lease. Give him a call at 214-340-7100. Or check them out online at revolutioncustomcarts.com. Moving along here this morning, did y'all know that President Obama, prior to his election, ran on a platform promising sportsmen all over this country certain things that up to this point have not been done? Now, there was an article in the March issue of Field & Stream called Obama in Action, and it is now my pleasure to introduce the author of that article, New Orleans Times-Picayune writer and editor Bob Marshall. Now, Bob, before I get into the article that I want to discuss with you this morning, go ahead and tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, you know, I'm a reporter, a journalist. I've worked for the Times-Picayune for probably 38 years. The Picayune newspapers, I've covered the NFL, pro sports, college sports, Olympics. I began covering outdoor sports and conservation issues probably in the 70s, and I became full-time outdoors editor of the Times-Picayune in 1982, I guess it was. And then, but I still do other things. I still do special assignments, do special projects on the environment, and they still have me go out and do columns at like Super Bowls and Olympics and things. But so I've been doing outdoors reporting and writing for 30 years at least, and of course been enjoying hunting and fishing and lots of other outdoor sports my entire life.
Yes, sir. And I guess it was a long time coming for your Saints this year, huh?
In fact, the years I covered them, they were 2-12 the first year, and 10 years later, they were 1-15. They got to 8-8. That was about as good as they ever got. So, it was pretty remarkable. I covered the playoffs and the Super Bowl, so it was pretty remarkable. The city is still just trying to get back to abnormal, as we say.
Right, right. What's your most fond memory that occurred while spending time in the great outdoors?
Gosh, that's hard. That's like saying if you're an art critic, you know, and you love Van Gogh, what are your favorite paintings?
I'm no art critic, but I think A Starry Night's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
Well, just tell me about one that really stands out.
Well, you know, fishing the first time, I guess hunting for the first time on the Atchafalaya Delta duck hunting. This particular morning was just a blood red sunrise, and there were just huge flights. There was a big fly out from the basin back out to the offshore, and we just had literally tens of thousands of ducks of every species you could imagine coming over us. Greenheads, skins, gray ducks, redheads, and they just kept coming in. And, you know, we got our limit, you know, probably 15 minutes, and then just sat there and watched these birds come and land. And this went on for like 45 minutes. So just, you know, some memories stick in your mind, and you can just almost touch them, even though they might be 30 or 40 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I guess another time would be my first experience backpacking into the Bridge of Teton Wilderness and fishing at some of these high-altitude lakes, catching my first, 20-inch rainbow. And, I'm not kidding. I'm being cliche, but when I say every day is really memorable, it's hard for me to pick. Side casting for redfish in the shallow marsh here, spending a weekend in the Chandler Islands, actually with an old Texas legend who passed away, Rudy Grigar, some time ago.
Mm-hmm.
But, camped out on the islands for 3 days with a capsized boat waiting to get saved. So there were a lot of them, but I think that that duck hunting morning, and I love duck hunting maybe more than anything else.
Me too.
Was just something that seems like it happened 5 minutes ago.
Some of those mornings spent in the marsh are some of the most memorable in my life.
Yeah, you know, my son's first speckled trout, his first limit. But I've been fortunate to be able to enjoy outdoor sports, whether it's hunting or fishing or kayaking or rafting or backpacking or cycling, and all over the world, really. And you know, it's hard to pick. There's some spectacular places I've been, and sunrises and sunsets and great places. And, you know, I always sit there. My wife accompanies me a lot. And, it never ceases to amaze me how fortunate I am. Sometimes I'm in these great settings and I'm thinking, you know, I'm lucky enough to be here. I'm really blessed to want to be here, to know that there are places like this, and then to have the wherewithal, whether it's a private trip or a work trip, to be there. So it's an experience. I guess that's my church. My spiritual life is really outdoors.
Yes, sir. And when we talked yesterday, you mentioned you were taking your boat to the shop. So are you primarily a freshwater or saltwater angler?
Well, my boat down here, it's mainly saltwater. We have freshwater, too. We have both in the same places. But southeast Louisiana, the estuary of the Mississippi River is still the most productive estuary south of Alaska,
mm-hmm.
Certainly in the lower 48, even though we've lost 2,000 square miles of our wetlands in the last 70 years. We've lost half of what we had, 21 square miles, I guess it is, something like that. We still have the most productive estuary in the lower 48 and literally are surrounded by the most abundant resources like speckled trout and redfish inshore, flounder, drum. So the fishing is here. It's right outside our door. I live in town, but it's not 25, 30 minutes to the nearest launch. And so we do mostly, inshore, I guess you'd say saltwater fishing. But there's bass and sockeye and brim mixed up in there as well.
Well, I have not had the pleasure of fishing in Louisiana yet. I plan on it. I have had a beignet on Bourbon Street, but I haven't gotten down to the estuary
yet. That's a different type of wildlife.
That definitely is a different type of wildlife. Anyway, Bob, thanks for telling us a little bit about yourself. We do have to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll dive headfirst into your article, Obama in Action,
great,
which appeared in the March publication of Field & Stream magazine.
Right.
We're visiting with outdoor writer Bob Marshall, only on the Lone Star Outdoors Show on 95.3 The Range.
The Chev got stuck and the Ford got stuck, got the Chevron stuck when the Dodge showed up, but the Dodge got stuck in the tractor rut, which eventually pulled out the Ford.
Every outdoorsman needs a buddy in the gun business, and that's why you need to check out Richardson's Gun Shop. Whether you're looking for a rifle, shotgun, or handgun, Richardson's Gun Shop has it covered. Check them out at www.rguns.com to see the best deals in North Texas. In addition to the sweetest deals on firearms, they also can book your dove or exotic hunt. Located in Wolf City, Texas, visit www.rguns.com or call 903-496-7747. That's Richardson's Gun Shop for all of your shooting, hunting, and outdoor needs.
Cable Smith here to tell you about my friend Todd Moy over at Revolution Custom Carts. Revolution Custom Carts is a licensed easy-go and bad boy buggies dealer. So whether you want a custom golf cart, a low-speed street vehicle, or a tricked-out hunting rig, Revolution is the place for you. In addition to offering tax credits, tell Todd you heard this ad and save 10% on any purchase. I've been to the convenient Plano Road location in Dallas, and you should too. Give Todd a call at 214-340-7100 or check out the website at www.revolutioncustomcarts.com.
Ever want to ditch that Texas summer heat and go on the trip of a lifetime? Rogue Excursions is currently trying to fill limited spots for the 2010 summer season. Sportsmen can see Alaska firsthand, take advantage of the plentiful fisheries and breathtaking views, hook up with all five Pacific salmon species, battle giant halibut and lingcod, and other native species. Located in beautiful Sitka, our operation is designed to be the trip of a lifetime. Visit us at www.rogueexcursions.com or call Captain Cameron Clifton personally at 817-994-2254 and ask for the range specials.
Just because whitetail season has ended doesn't mean you can't harvest trophy big game animals in the Lone Star State. The biggest axis deer in Texas can be found at Star S Ranch. The best time to hunt axis starts now and runs through July, so book your axis hunt today before they're all gone. Visit us at www.star-s-ranch.com to learn more about our beautiful Texas Hill Country Ranch and accommodations. That's www.star-s-ranch.com to book the hunt of a lifetime.
Revolution Logistics is a Dallas-based full-service transportation company. Whether you need trucking services or warehouse services, Revolution Logistics is the answer. We offer full truckload as well as LTL and door-to-door service throughout North America. Dry van, intermodal, flatbed, and heavy haul. Revolution has it all. We also have warehousing services including storage, transloading, consolidation, and deconsolidation. Visit us at www.revolutionlogistics.com or give Todd a call at 214-340-7100. That's www.revolutionlogistics.com.
Zoom Pest Control is your residential pest control specialist. Owner Rob Doherty, a certified applicator and member of the Better Business Bureau, is also an avid bass angler. Give Rob a call at 214-317-9293 to find out about their quarterly pest control program. For the best residential protection and a sound peace of mind, choose Zoom Pest Control. Tell Rob you heard about him on the Lone Star Outdoor Show and get $25 off your first visit. Zoom Pest Control accepts all major credit cards, so call Zoom Pest Control at 214-317-9293 today.
She's as bright as the Dallas sky. She always holds her head up high. She loves the company.
All right, great stuff from Josh Abbott Band, bringing us back from break here on the Lone Star Outdoors Show. I'm Cable Smith, and it's a pleasure to be here with you this morning. If you haven't already been to a Josh Abbott Band concert, I highly recommend that you put it on your to-do list, because Josh and his bandmates are making some of the best music currently in Texas. We've still got plenty of hunting and fishing talk on tap for you this morning, so let's go ahead and jump back into our conversation with outdoor writer Bob Marshall. He is the conservation editor for Field & Stream magazine, and he was nice enough to stick around through the break. Now, the real reason why I wanted to visit with Bob this morning is because of his latest article that was published in the March edition of Field & Stream magazine titled Obama in Action. The article focuses on Obama's campaign promises made to sportsmen and conservationism. For the article, you track down the leaders of many conservation-minded organizations such as the National Wildlife Federation, Trout Unlimited, and Pheasants Forever, among others. Bob, not one of them gave Obama high marks in his first full year in office. Now that he has successfully socialized health care, and it was almost as if he had blinders on and that was all he was thinking about, but now that he has successfully done that, do you get the vibe that he'll begin to focus on his commitments to conservation and sportsmen, or do you think it was just more of that lousy Yes We Can campaign platform?
Well, I don't know if he socialized. In fact, I know he hasn't socialized health care. That's misinterpretation of the health care bill that just passed. It's not even close. I know what socialized medicine is. I've actually experienced it in Europe.
Whoa, Bob, I'm going to have to cut you off there. If it looks like a duck and talks like a duck, it's probably a duck. So we'll just have to agree to disagree on that one. Anyway, let's get back to Obama's campaign promises that he made towards the American sportsman.
His campaign promises were largely to correct many of the damaging things that have been done in the previous 8 years. As the article pointed out, the bar for achievement was set pretty low because of the really serious damage that the Bush administration had done to the environment, and particularly to fish and wildlife habitat and hunting and fishing areas the previous 8 years. So, they're actually, since that article came out, and actually right before it came out, but ever since, and after that article came out, there has been some movement. And I do say that once there's been significant movement in the energy area, and also in CRP, which is mentioned. There's been the first general enrollment of CRP since 2006, which will save about could save 4 to 6 million acres of CRP, which of course is the single most effective conservation program for fish, for wildlife especially, but also helps fish.
And the CRP is especially important to us waterfowlers.
Right. Just the other day, the administration took steps to reduce the amount of mountaintop removal mining that's been going on in the Appalachia. But it, most significantly for Western sportsmen, especially out in the Rocky Mountain West, was the fact that the Interior Secretary Salazar, in late February, I guess it was mid-February, finally came through with reforms on leasing policy, which most sportsmen's groups have been clamoring for since Bush changed them. You know, what you saw was, remarkably, was sportsmen's groups, hunting and fishing groups, literally taking a Republican administration to court over these things. So, and that had been a significant breach in tradition. But that's how bad it had gotten. And so I think what we're seeing is, A, that the administration is following through on its campaign promise to change that policy back to what it was. It doesn't mean no development, but it means that fish and wildlife will have a high priority, and that if development occurs, if lease sales occur, first of all, they have to pass muster on the impacts on fish and wildlife, that will be a consideration again, and that if, in fact, leases are issued for areas that are sensitive to fish and wildlife, that the way that they will go about looking for and then extracting resources as they find them will be much less harmful. One thing that's really important is that the public's back in the process on BLM lands, and they had been taken out to a large extent. So that's really significant. There hasn't been much movement yet on the Clean Water Reauthorization Act, which is absolutely vital for anyone who likes duck hunting. I don't know how much time you have, but basically two Supreme Court rulings in the mid-aughts, let's say, around 2005 and again in 2006, I guess, struck down what had been the nation's policy of protecting isolated and temporary wetlands. And these had always had protection since the passage of the Clean Water Act. Developers took this issue to court and then won a case, and it was appealed to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court said, no, that wasn't the original intent of Congress. They didn't say you couldn't protect these wetlands. They just said that you can't do it, according to them, this court, that it didn't pass muster for what Congress's original intent with the Clean Water Act was. So one fell swoop, 20 million acres of wetlands lost protection, including most of the prairie pothole region. Duck hunters have to understand that temporary wetlands are these little adjacent areas next to potholes where that are the most important to waterfowl returning to nesting grounds, because they have the most food production, the most protein, all the small invertebrates that grow in these shallow areas, maybe 2 to 3 inches deep in some cases. The snow melts, covers this grass. The organics begin to decompose, and then all these invertebrates begin growing. Well, when a mallard or a teal or a gadwall or a pintail returns to these areas, it is starving from the long flight back. This is where it goes to resupply the fuel that it's burned. Then it goes into the uplands, which are protected, the grasslands, which hopefully are protected by CRP, and they build these prairie nesters build their nest. They raise they incubate the eggs so they hatch, and then they take their hatchings, their chicks back into these large pothole ponds. So the potholes themselves are really only important after the chicks hatch.
Mm-hmm.
And it's these temporary, they call them ephemeral, temporary shallow wetlands, and they're isolated. They're not often connected to a river or a stream. So anyway, the court said, no, that 404, the Clean Water Act wasn't meant to protect this. So all that took, all it would have meant was, okay, you didn't say they couldn't be protected. We'll just go ahead and amend the Clean Water Act to specifically include these wetlands. Well, Congress, during the Bush administration, and the administration said, don't even worry about it, but it didn't move out of committees there. And the thought was, well, once Democrats get control of Congress, they'll get this done. Well, they didn't. And then they said, well, if they have a Democratic president and a Democratic Congress, they'll get this done, because they were very critical of this while they were in power. Well, here it is a year later, and it's still not done. What's happened is there's been a big offensive by developers and the so-called property rights group trying to claim that this is a grab at private property. All it's doing is restoring the same protections that have been in place for more than 20 or 30 years.
You know, Bob, most of our listeners probably know which side of the fence I'm going to fall on politically, but when it comes to conservation, I don't care who does it as long as it gets done.
So this has to move. That's one thing that hasn't been done yet. Some of my sources say, well, this is mainly a deal with Congress holding things up. But the article said, Field and Stream, was that we want leadership on this issue. And, you know, this is not about anything other than fish and wildlife. This is not about social policy. It's not about military policy.
Right.
It's not about school policy. It's about fish and wildlife. And, you know, ducks and fish, and deer and elk and pheasants are not Republicans, Democrats. And they're not red and blue. They need habitat, and that's the issue. And so this needs to move forward. I was at the North American Wildlife and Natural Resources Conference a couple of weeks ago. It was up in Milwaukee. It's an annual huge conference where the director of almost every state agency and all the wildlife society, most of the conservation environmental groups are there, and it's mainly a gathering. People read papers and announce their research and stuff. But I did run into several people from Washington there who are with various sportsmen's groups, and they said that that they had seen since the article a definite willingness, or let's say a much more movement on some of these issues. And it wasn't, as the article said, it wasn't they were being ignored. They were getting a lot of face time, getting a lot of access to committee members and administration officials. But the nice words, we're with you, we love you, we're going to get this done, had been followed by action.
Mm-hmm.
There was some thought that the endless health care debate had basically sucked all the oxygen and energy out of the administration.
You think?
I think it's important for sportsmen to stay involved, to hold any elected officials' feet to the fire. Frequently, I get emails and letters, usually from people who disagree with the column I may have written, when I criticize a specific politician, a president or a governor or a senator, and they immediately think, well, you're a liberal or you're a conservative or whatever. You know, it's usually the opposite of the guy's a Democrat, to criticize him, that means you're mm-hmm. you're a conservative or a Republican. If the guy's a Republican, because let me know, you're just a liberal.
Right on.
But the issue is, once again, it's fish and wildlife. This is not, it's not a partisan thing. Sportsmen really have an obligation, more than ever, to hold their elected officials' feet to the fire, to grade them on how they vote on issues that affect fish and wildlife habitat. If that's a burning issue to you, then you need to be involved. You can do that easily, checking the media, checking the votes on various issues. So so the Obama administration has actually done some pretty good things, but didn't move with the speed that many people had hoped they would. Now that this healthcare thing's out of the way, maybe it'll help. Of course, we're moving right into one of the big issues for sportsmen, and that's climate change and carbon legislation. Because, you know, speaking of duck hunters, apparently, according to most projections, half the potholes could be gone in 40 years if temperature trends continue the way they're going. by the end of the century. So that's that'll be another huge fight, because that's the way it's hard to get a consensus on anything these days in Washington.
I think I have a pretty good idea of what they're trying to do.
You know, that's the next big thing is the energy bill, the climate bill, they're calling it, and that has a huge impact on just a giant range of fish and wildlife issues and hunting and fishing. So that's the next thing up. You know, no, they didn't move fast enough. They have a lot to accomplish if they're to undo even half of the damage done in the previous 8 years. Some of the damage will unfortunately never be able to be undone. And I think sportsmen learned that lesson over the last 8 years. You know, I remember when George W. Bush was elected, and the people said, "Oh, that's great, but he loves to hunt and fish." You know, that's really got nothing to do with it. It's how does he feel about the habitat that produces the things we hunt and fish? You know, so that's the issue. And Obama doesn't hunt and fish, as far as I know.
Right.
But you know what? If his administration is kinder to fish and wildlife habitat, as they say they're going to be, then that's a plus for sportsmen in the future of our traditions.
Well, I want to go ahead and read the last paragraph of your article.
Great.
Although simplistic by nature, the message really hits home because it is spot on. The paragraph reads like this. When sportsmen go to governments, it's usually about holding on to what little we have left, not asking for more. Fish and wildlife habitat that is lost to development is never regained. So every month the Obama administration delays keeping its promises means more precious fish and wildlife acres lost forever. Bob, thanks for reminding us about the simple fact that once it's gone for good. It ain't ever coming back.
Well, absolutely. And that's, you know, I used in a previous column example that was given to me years ago by a college professor of mine, or he was talking about the environment. Let's say fish and wildlife habitat. Look at it as a candle. The candle is always lit. As long as the candle is lit, that it's getting smaller and smaller. And the only way to stop that is to turn out that fire. And so the longer you delay, if it takes, you know, 6 years to get a solution on, like it did, my goodness, it took whatever, 4 or 5 years to get some kind of remedy to mountaintop removal mining, then, you know, maybe you'll eventually stop it, but you've lost this habitat, and it's not going to be rebuilt.
Exactly.
It's kind of like our coast here in Louisiana. We're still losing 25 square miles a year, a football field every 48 minutes. Hopefully we'll eventually stop that and soon, but that'll never be regained. So, yeah, hopefully sportsmen will remember that. This is not something you can put off. And that's why we have to keep this administration honest to the promises it made when it was running. And, you know, it doesn't matter how much damage was done before. I mean, that's history. It doesn't, you know, we could sit here and blame George Bush. Certainly they have a lot of responsibility. But now that's done, and I don't want to hear someone in Washington tell me, yeah, but look how bad they were.
Right. Well, who cares about that?
It's too late now.
What can we do about the future?
We're judging you on what you're doing. I mean, it's a historical fact, but at this point, and as I pointed out in the column, these were low bars. You know, it wasn't like we're asking you to do something totally different. We're just asking you to restore some things that were there. So it's moving, and hopefully the column had some impact, and sportsmen can get involved in it.
Well, Bob, it's been really nice visiting with you.
Same here.
Bob, congratulations on a job well done. The outdoor industry and conservationism need as many guys in their corner as they can get. Thanks again for shedding some light on these very important issues that affect all of us as outdoorsmen.
Well, great, and thank you for your concern and having this featured on your show. It's important.
It was a pleasure visiting with you, and next time I'm in the sportsman's paradise of Louisiana, I'll definitely look you up. Maybe you can even take me out in your boat down there. We'll hit up the estuary and get after some redfish and all the other awesome species that you get to fish for on a regular basis.
All right, if you head down this way, give me a holler.
We'll do it.
All right, buddy.
Well, I know that interview was a bit wordy at times, but I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. I know it's very important to stay on top of what our elected officials are doing to represent us as sportsmen in not only the Lone Star State, but also this great country. It's obvious to see that while Obama has done a little bit, he hasn't even scratched the surface of what he promised us, so we've got to keep turning the screws on him and make sure he does what he said he was going to do. Well, we are out of time for this morning. Got a great show lined up for you next week featuring Roger Krager and also the Executive Director of Texas Parks and Wildlife. Carter Smith will join the presentation. You don't want to miss that. So tune in same time, same place next week Thanks to both of our guests this morning, Representative Sid Miller and, of course, Bob Marshall. Thanks to all of our sponsors for making the show possible. A special thanks to Will Scott and the good folks over at Star S Ranch for inviting us down for a spring turkey hunt. My gosh, that place is amazing. Truly a one-of-a-kind establishment. Be sure to check out their website at star-s-ranch.com. Of course, I can't get out of here without saying thanks to you, the listener, for being a part of the Lone Star Outdoors Show. I'm Cable Smith saying y'all have a great week in the outdoors.
But I don't think Hank done it this way. No. I don't think Hank done it this way. Look at it.